I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Te presentamos a Alex. Ella acaba de descubrir el centro de visión de Walmart.
Ahora hago mis diligencias en un solo lugar.
¿Compras? ¿Lentes?
Walmart.
¿Decoraciones?
Walmart. Y lo mejor es que aceptan la mayoría de seguros, así que ahorro tiempo y dinero.
Bienvenido a un cuidado de visión más fácil. Bienvenido a tu Walmart. Se aplican restricciones. Visita walmart.com para más detalles.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
It's Thursday, October 24th, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. 4 things to know today. The FTC rules on stalkerware, edge computing as a risk, video game addiction, and big tech and government at the local level. This is the Business of Tech. The Federal Trade Commission has barred developers of 3 stalkerware apps from selling products to monitor consumers' mobile devices. The apps, Mobile Spy, Phone Sheriff, and Teen Shield, were mostly marketed for people to monitor employees and children. The FTC order targets Retina X Studios and its owner, James N. Johns Jr. They have been ordered to delete any data collected from their stalkerware apps and cease selling the apps unless they can prove they were used for legitimate purposes. Retina X has sold more than 15,000 subscriptions to the 3 apps before it stopped selling them in 2018. Full details from the MIT Technology Review. Why do we care? More and more tech stories involve the FTC or Justice Department. It's a recurring theme here in the stories, asking not, can the product do something, but should it? Asking about digital privacy, ethics, and the use of data is a very high-level business outcomes-driven decision and one of particularly high value for customers. Some perspective on edge computing. From Tech Republic, quote, despite the growing popularity of edge computing in the enterprise, 2/3, 66%, of IT teams see edge computing as a threat to their organizations, a collective report found. The threats are rooted in concerns around security, with more than half, 52%, of employees claiming they will encounter trouble ensuring complete security across all edge devices. Internet of Things devices did not have the same trepidation around them, as 88% of respondents believes IoT devices make their workplaces more efficient. Why do we care?
The data does not say adoption will be lower, simply that IT teams see this as a threat. That disconnect isn't healthy, and we've seen disconnects like this before on shadow IT. Edge computing has been touted as a solution for the data computing issues in IoT, and it should be expected to be seen more and more in the wild. Is video gaming addictive? The New York Times Magazine has a long read about video game addiction. Back in May, the World Health Organization added a new disorder to the section on substance abuse and addictive behaviors in the latest version of the International Classification of Diseases, gaming disorder, which it defines as excessive and irrepressible preoccupation with video games, resulting in significant personal, social, academic, or occupational impairment for at least 12 months. The research is showing that while not widespread for the small percentage of gamers it affects, it's a real phenomenon. Link in the show notes for the entire piece, which is worth a read. From the article, with the help of hired scientists, game developers have employed many psychological techniques to make their products as unquittable as possible. Most video games initially entice players with easy and predictable rewards. To keep players interested, many games employ a strategy called intermittent reinforcement, in which players are surprised with rewards at random intervals. Why do we care? The psychology of technology is a theme we've seen more and more. Designers specifically use targeted methods to make both devices like a smartphone and applications like social media drive more engagement by using techniques that are similar to those faced by addicts. It's not intended to be a soapbox, but it is a set of perspectives to make you think. All the coverage around tech seems national, but Axios reports that a lot of the story is actually happening at the local level and seeing success. A roundup. New York managed to push back on Amazon's HQ2 with local activists, unions, and lawmakers having success. Berlin activists pushed back on a startup incubator from Google. Seattle passed a new business tax last year, but reversed that under pressure from companies like Amazon. City governments have pushed back against Airbnb, Uber, Lyft, Bird, and Lime in the sharing economy space. And Toronto residents have expressed concern about Alphabet subsidiary Sidewalk Labs' Smart City initiative. That fight is ongoing. So why do we care? This isn't to say business is bad. Many of these companies are actually still successful, simply changing and working to address concerns of residents. This is actually the promise of government and the private sector working together. Business is driven by profit, and that can oversimplify the solution. For example, pesticides are a good thing, except unlimited pesticides aren't. Society uses government to balance those needs, and this should be a sign of the system working, not failing. Today's episode was brought to you by the Killing It podcast. Three experts, three topics, 30 minutes, and one focus on making money in IT. Catch the show on your favorite podcatcher or on MSPradio.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. You can find us online at MSPradio.com, in your favorite podcatcher, in your news flash for Amazon Alexa-enabled devices, or find episodes on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Like what you hear? Share our Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube feeds to help grow the audience, and we'll see you tomorrow.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast.
Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.